Welcome to another episode of Chasing the Grind with me, your host, Andy. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you subscribe to get notified for other future episodes. Your support means a lot. Thank you for tuning in, and let's make this podcast journey even better together.
You try and learn something new in life, but these fellas, music got you stuck and I remain sane. My own be jollof, you be playing grain. I'm dynamic, they be staying sane.
You playing grain.
Wow, oh my God. Google me.
Welcome to another episode of Chasing the Grind. I have here with me Kwachi Ade, who is a sound engineer, a producer, a rapper, and a musician. Kwachi Ade, welcome to Chasing the Grind. Are you chasing the grind?
Kwachi! Yeah, I'm chasing the grind 24-7.
24-7. I mean, your list is quite long in a way because you're a musician,
sound engineer. Yeah.
How did that come about?
Okay, so basically it's all been like love from the first sight, you understand? Because with the music, especially from where I come from, if you don't have like the love for the music, Charlie, I mean, you can't pursue it. Yeah, so it's all been love from, you know, from the beginning, from the jump. Yeah.
But you mentioned from where I come from, if you don't have love, you can't do it. Where do you come from?
Okay, so I'm a Ghanaian, and you know Ghana, Charlie. I mean, the art is struggling a bit in Ghana. So if the love is not put into it, something you don't really love, you wouldn't chase it because it barely even puts food on your table. But, you know, you still believe that one day it's going to blow. So, yeah, it is what it is.
I share that sentiment with you.
Yeah.
I'm doing podcast myself and I ask myself, who's going to listen to a podcast in Ghana?
You know, I know.
So I understand.
Yeah.
But like you said, if there is no love in there,
yeah,
you're not going to. But is it something you've always wanted to do, growing up as a young child?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, my dad used to play music 24-7. Like, my dad was like a big fan of music, you know, had a heap of cassettes, heap of CDs, like, you know, like music has been part of me, has been part of my family. Yeah, my granddad used to play the like bass guitar. Yeah, so it's like the music has always been part of me. Yeah, so I actually knew that, like, I actually pursue music. Yeah.
So that means they're really part of what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody knows, my parents, they know that I'm into music. Yeah, so, I mean, I went to school, I finished University of Ghana, yeah, I did information studies.
How was it? It was cool
because that's what I wanted to do, but it was quite stressful though. They wanted me to do something else. I mean, they also didn't like, you know, hate on the music career. Yeah.
How was finishing school with information studies degree? How has it been like?
It's very, very difficult. It's because like I've always had a passion for information. I would apply to my music and it would help me.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really, really amazing. Information studies.
Yeah.
Because out there, information studies, if you know you are going to do this course, you're hearing from people I shared here. It's a really lovely course. So, you know,
yeah,
don't get hopes down when you get a course.
Yeah, sure.
Real. So, I shared here, on this journey of becoming a sound engineer, wishing to get to the top,
yeah,
there are certainly some artists you're listening to or you're jamming to.
Yeah.
And right now, too, our Afrobeat music is really taking hits. Like,
exactly,
the whole world is jamming to it.
Exactly.
Is it the same thing you're doing, the Afrobeat?
Okay, so actually, add more hip-hop vibes to my Afrobeat.
Okay.
Yeah, and I like the Afrobeat as, you know, being like made from the Nigerians. Like, they are really taking it on a different level. Yeah, like to the Grammys level. You know, yeah, it's like they are putting Africa on the map.
And recently, the Grammys happened, you know.
Yeah.
There was no Ghanaian artist in there, and the two Nigerians who were on board,
yeah,
battling with one South African, and the South African actually won against them.
Oh yeah, God. That was crazy. That was crazy. Yeah. I actually wanted the video to take it.
The video.
I wanted him to take it because I feel he deserves. Like, he's putting a lot of work. Yeah, you know. I know, you know, he has money and all that, but, you know, he doesn't make it like crowd his mind. He's always on the grind. Yeah, he's always on the grind. So
the video was one of the people you were waiting for?
Oh, yeah, I was waiting for the video. I wanted him to win, yeah.
Is he one of the artists you look up to?
Oh, yeah, but I like Burna Boy more.
Burna Boy?
Yeah, I like Burna Boy more. I like his music more. Yeah, I jumped to Burna Boy more than Davido, but I just admire Davido's grind. Yeah.
What Burna Boy music do you jump to with the man?
Oh, Burna Boy. His albums. Like, I like his album, City Boy. I actually listen to his albums, like, back to back. Yeah. And Charlie, it's great.
But what do you think the Nigerians are doing different?
that is making their music fly out there compared to ours?
Basically, I think they are taking the risks that we wouldn't take.
Like what?
They challenge themselves. So they are more informed. I feel information is what is keeping them ahead of us. Yeah, so when if you're able to acquire that information and move wisely, we'll be able to get there.
So you did information studies.
Yeah.
And you're able to detect that it's because of information, that's why they are way ahead of us.
Yeah.
So you being able to identify that, how are you using that information
to help my music?
Your music?
Okay, so I'm actually like, you know, taking the right routes to getting to the heights that I want to get. So me being at Crown Mall, like flipping my CDs, I'm like gradually informing people about like my music and about my craft. You understand? Yeah, so it's a gradual process. Sometimes people post my videos randomly online and I realize that people I've spoken to at the mall actually recognize me and they comment. I'm getting like some recognition from there. So I'm just giving myself some time. When I know that quite a number of people know me, then I take it to the next level. The process is very, very tedious, but you need to have patience. A lot of people, I realize that a lot of upcoming artists, they barely have patience. Like, they just want to wake up, do one music, hit, tomorrow they are like viral. You understand? Like, nobody wants to take the process. Like what I'm doing right now, a lot of people wouldn't do it because they will feel like, yo, like, they are big. Like, why would I? People don't like confrontations, you understand? Where you talk to people and then people are, you know, flexing you and stuff like that, you understand? Because I get that. Like, I get people who you talk to and they are like, they feel big. It's like some of them want to, like, you know, talk shit and stuff like that. Yeah, I get that.
You're also doing the same thing.
Exactly.
And you are trying to reach out to people to interview.
Exactly.
People will just tell you no.
Yeah, understand.
I appreciate the people who tell you no than the people who drive you. Because when I was starting this podcast, I reached out to some of my friends, tell me like, no, Andy, I don't want to do this. But they're like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. And you're waiting. When the time is due, excuses upon excuses.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
You know, I know you're not doing it. So
exactly.
Off my, this chat that I'm going to reach out to you.
Yeah.
Tell me no, rather than dragging.
Exactly.
So I feel like you out here reaching out to people in a way it's best because you're able to meet people who be direct with you.
Yes and no.
It's you're true. Coming back with actual data rather than somebody be like, oh, let me, it's not that way.
Real.
You mentioned your Afrobeat is more hip hop vibe.
Yeah.
So who would you say your music is similar to?
Burna Boy. Yeah, because Burna Boy has a lot of like hip hop samples in his beats, like the beats that he uses. Yeah, so it makes it more relatable. Yeah, when it comes to like any level of hip hop. Yeah.
Is lyric very, very important when it comes to hip hop?
It's very, very important. Well, honestly speaking, from a sound engineer's point of view, the beat carries the whole music.
That is what I'm asking.
Yes.
The beat
carries the whole music. But, you know, when somebody gets, you know, too hooked up with the beat, then they start to have an attention to the lyrics. So that's why you really need to, like, you know, say something in your lyrics. Because when your beat is hot, people jump to it and they'll be like, okay, this beat is good. Now let me listen to the lyrics. And maybe you might say something that will put the person off, that will let the person actually not listen to your music.
Yeah.
So you have to be very particular with what you say in your songs so that when the beat is hot and then they pay attention to the lyrics later, they'll be like, oh wow, this is a whole package. Let me listen to it.
So what lyric in Burna Boy's music did it do it for you? Like, hey, you said this and it's actually true.
Burna Boy, this song that he was, I've forgotten the title though, but he spoke about, let's say, a Christian actually struggling to get a car to go to church, and who is struggling, you understand, in the real world, and they're like, you are actually, like, you know, using your last instead of probably using the money to, you know, do something that would, you know, change your current situation, and then it's like you are using that money to actually go and go to church and then, you know, go and put in an offering bowl or something. I don't know, but that's how I took it. I don't know whether that's the main meaning, but that's how I took it. Yeah, so when I heard it, well, it can come in two forms.
Yeah.
It can come in two forms because it could be, say, yeah, like in a negative form, like he's speaking against the church, but also he also has a point because that funds probably you can keep it and then use it to, like, you know, change your situation.
So
yeah,
it could be that he has a point.
Yeah, I'm a Christian.
How have you seen the hand of God in what you're doing?
Oh, very, very much. Yeah, because when even it's a miracle to even come here for somebody to pay attention to you, because everybody has their problems. So why would somebody wait, like, stand and listen to you sell your CDs and want to support? It's God. If it's not God, you can't explain it exactly. Yeah.
Can you tell me a situation where, like, something different really happened and you felt that, yes, this is God's doing?
I was selling my CDs and I met an old lady here, and then I asked her to support my CD, anything from 10 CDs. So she was like, wow. She actually had this money, 100 CDs, that she was going to give it to a pastor. She was actually waiting for the pastor, but the pastor is not coming. So since I've come to ask her to buy my CD, she'll give me all the 100 CDs.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and then she took my CD. Yeah, so that was God's doing.
That was God's doing.
Yeah.
Did you take a number or something to reach out?
Yeah, I took her number. Yeah, I took her number and I thanked her. I really did appreciate her because, like, and that was God's doing. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I want you to drop, like, a lyric in your song that will make, like, listeners be like, let me go listen to this song.
Okay, so let me give you, like, some freestyle. Yeah. So check. Whole chill, how Pachia there no explode still. He wrote and promote skill. Broke but he rose, people don't promote ill. Till be Kuma Hood actor, sick and struggling for hospital bill. For real, I ain't kinda nice, I am nice. I kinda size the new school compared it ain't used to falling. But fellas claiming scared of heights, I am the highest. You scared to be compared to an eagle that remain crane. Connect the wires, lyrically this go over your main brain. Air your tires, how you go remain sane. If I lock you in a building with patapa, making no expect say it go rain brain. You tryna learn something new in life, but these fellas music got you stuck and I remain sane. My own be jollof, you be playing grain. I'm dying. Dynamic, they be staying sane.
My own bitch, I love
you. You're playing great.
Wow, oh my God. What is it about Ghanaian
jollof? I mean, jollof is the ish. Jollof represents us everywhere.
What's
your
favorite go-to jollof? What do you want to add to your jollof to make it like, yes, this is my favorite jollof?
Okay, so when there's a lot of vegetables in my jollof, yeah.
A lot of vegetables.
Yeah, I like that.
I jollof with like fried plantains and some roasted chicken.
Oh, wow, that's nice.
That's
wow, that's so dope.
Vegetables,
straight up, a lot of vegetables.
So
yeah.
If your babe is listening or anybody listening right now, wants to win for a chest hat, just jollof with some vegetables.
Vegetables, yeah.
What do you think? What does Vow's Day mean to you?
Oh, okay, it's love. It's a representation of love. I'm not really like big on Valentine's Day though, but
same here.
Yeah, but I mean it's about love. Yeah, so we just have to like show some love on that day. It's just like a day set up where you can be more kind to people. Yeah,
people,
not necessarily your babe. Just be kind to people. Yeah, that's all.
But you know, when you say you're not big on vows, then I'm like same here. I'm single, so I'm actually single.
Oh no, I'm not single. I'm actually married.
You're married.
I'm married.
And you're not big on Vow's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm married. Yeah.
And you're not big on Vow's
Day. Oh no, I've never been big on Vow's Day. So
is she okay with it?
Oh yeah, she's okay. Like, it's not like because I'm not big on Vow's Day, I don't like extend a gift or something. Yeah. But I'm just not a fan of Vow's Day. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't know. I feel it's so overrated. Like,
is it because of the whole noise about it, or is it the whole concept?
I think it's the concept. I feel a lot of ladies, like, you know, are more centered on their self on that day.
And it's a lot of ladies
are more centered on their self on that day. And it's something that should be so universal. But at the end of the day, they are so expectant on that day. You understand? Like, my wife, I take care of her every day. You understand? Like, I do what I have to do as a husband. Yeah. But why is it that when it's Vow's Day, it should be so special if I should do something? Like, you should feel special every day. You understand? Imagine there are some ladies who get angry on Vow's Day, but you could like do a lot of things for them before that Vow's Day. That even blows their mind. But if you don't do it on Vow's Day, you have an issue. And it's so messed up. Yeah, so it's the mentality.
But how's marriage like? Because you're young. Is it something you advise me as a young man to go into?
Oh yeah, it gives you a lot of focus.
Focus,
it gives you, because right now I'm concentrating on my music. I don't want any distractions, so it gives me a lot of focus. You know, like, like I don't have a lot of distractions. Yeah. Okay, so there are a lot of ladies, you understand, out there, and I mean, you need to really get yours for you to be very focused, because when
there
you
are a lot of ladies out there,
yeah,
you need to get yours to get focused.
Yeah, okay. You understand? Yeah.
Explain.
Yeah. Yes. To get, yeah, you understand? No, yeah. That's real, yeah, because I mean, come on, actually just walk around here and then you see this lady, oh, she's beautiful, go to the end, oh yeah, this girl's beautiful, you understand? Like, it can really really mess up like your focus. But right now I'm married, when I come here I'm focused on my music, I'm focused on pushing my music, you understand? Like, I don't really have time to like look at other ladies. I just want to do my music and then go. So,
what a mindset.
Yeah.
That's nice. It's been nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you too, bro.
Before we end this conversation, we like to ask guests, what do you think life is like if you're not connected? If you don't belong to the upper class?
Yeah.
You know, what do you think life is like?
Honestly, not being in the upper class can be sometimes depressing. It's because when you go out there, you see a lot of people who are deprived in life. And you see these people in the upper class who are enjoying, you understand? Who are like, when they go to hospitals, they are treated special. A lot of people are treated better than you from the lower class, you understand? Like, the favoritism is crazy. And it's so obvious, like, people don't even care. They'll let you know that, Charlie, you don't belong, you understand? Yeah, exactly. Unless you look like you belong. Probably you might not belong, but if you look like you belong, they'll treat you better. You understand? So
they say fake it.
You understand? Exactly. So I mean, it is what it is.
If you're not connected, that means it's depressing.
It's very, very depressing. Yeah, it's very, very depressing.
People know where they can find you. But for that, what's your favorite song you've made so far?
Oh, I actually did a song with Obibini and Famie. The title is Eliklim.
Eliklim,
yeah, that's the name of my wife though. So I actually use her name to do the song. Oh, of course, that's why I married her. Yeah,
how
so.
How do you know you love somebody?
Oh, when you really, really care for the person, like that's the utmost. Like when the person even, you know, offends you and then it's easy for you to forgive the person, like that's really when it's not the butterflies, trust me. Yeah, it's when you really, really care for the person. Yeah,
no. Ask myself, are butterflies really grow in the stomach?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You understand? So it's about like you really care for the person. Yeah.
So you're saying you have a song with Obi
Bini and Famie. So the title is Eliklim. Yeah, so people really, really gravitated to that song.
Where can we find the song?
YouTube. Yeah, I'll show the video. It's on Apple Music, Spotify, all streaming sites. Yeah, you can just type AWACHIE space ADIE Kwachi Adie on every platform. Just Google me, my name will pop up. You can get all my music. Yeah,
thank you very much for being here.
Welcome and thank you for this honor. I really appreciate it and I enjoyed myself. Yeah, exactly. I know, right? Yeah. Oh, thank you too. Thank you for the honest. Thank you. Yeah, Apple Music, Spotify, all streaming platforms, everywhere. Just type, everywhere. Kwachi Adie. Yeah, Kwachi Adie. Right. Yeah.